Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it's been 100 days for our new president, President Donald Trump. And we want to just take a look at his first 100 days and the accomplishments. So you think about this. This is a man who was a businessman, but he wasn't a politician. He had to be able to come into Washington, D.C. and begin to move amongst politicians to make the changes that he was talking about on the campaign trail. And he did make some serious changes. Let's take a look.
And that is the peaceful transfer of power. The 45th president of the United States is now Donald J. Trump.
He said, "I will fight for you with every breath in my body, and I will never let you down."
So we do have some breaking news, because while it is about celebration, it is also now about policy.
Oh, that's right, Aaron. President Trump went right to work. He went right into the Oval Office shortly after he departed from it.
Is day two going to be as busy as day one? He met with business leaders. He met with union leaders. He signed a bunch of stuff. He fulfilled some campaign promises. What's left?
The pace over the past 10 days has been astronomical. Everybody in official Washington I talked to said, "I cannot believe he's only been president for 10 days.
Dan, I think you got to admit, they did a pretty impressive job rolling out this nomination.
This is how it's supposed to be done. I mean, this is done to the T, actually even more so than we've seen in the past.
We're seeing the markets react positively. It is better than expected.
Consumer confidence rocketing to a 16-year high.
Healthy job growth again for the month of February. So is this the Trump effect?
Oh, I think it is. I think there's no question that employers like Donald Trump a lot in his agenda. And I think the fact that he's just more pro-business from the previous administration.
The Dow still nearing all-time highs, just finishing the longest quarterly winning streak in 10 years.
It was by far the best speech I've ever heard Donald Trump give. It was one of the best speeches in that setting I've ever heard any president give.
He's repairing relationships with Egypt as well as with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states. You know, they saw Trump yesterday talk about Iran violating the spirit of the nuclear deal. So this is clearly part of a long-term strategy to reorient American foreign policy.
The bottom line is, he's done well. He has done a lot of the things that he promised, like appointing a Supreme Court judge, like getting out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, like cutting regulation. But he's done a really good job.
Well, he's pretty close to perfect, Sean.
I'm serious.
He has done more than any president in recent history, certainly in the last half century, in the first 98 days of his presidency.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
So exciting to see all the things that have been accomplished in this short period of time. We saw promises made. We heard prophetic words. I mean, God told me October the 3rd, I believe it was, that of 2016, that President Donald Trump, or Donald Trump at that time, would be the president of the United States. He told me that he'd be bringing in all types of Americans, all of us, to the White House. We're seeing that take place. And we're seeing this big shift. We heard there's going to be like a bulldozer going to Washington, D.C., and prophetically, and all of a sudden, here comes Donald Trump like a bulldozer, talking about draining the swamp. And then we heard about a prophetic word from I'll think about her name in a moment, but God gave her a vision of the swamp being drained. And this is a Cindy Jacobs. We have that on VFNTV.com. Also, you can see it on our brand new YouTube channel as well. Just search for VFNTV on YouTube, and you can see that prophetic word right there. But God is just shifting. And one thing that's happening simultaneously to these first 100 days in this new direction. And of course, a lot of people who liked the status quo, and people who were for aborting children, for funding Planned Parenthood, for befriending the enemies of Israel, they're upset right now. But the people that are for God, for Israel, for the country, for the Constitution, for Supreme Court justice that actually loves the Constitution and honors it, they're happy and for God. And so it's just, there's always going to be some difference of opinions, but this is great what God's doing. It is really great. Well, simultaneously, you know, we'll be talking about the program in a moment that our president is going, President Trump is going to be going to Jerusalem. But before we do that, Vice President Pence is welcoming our Jewish friends in America and around the world in the White House and celebrating Israel's Independence Day in the White House. And the independence, of course, is in 1948 when Harry Truman, you know, signed the papers backing Israel becoming a nation. Can a nation be born in today? Well, it really was. So that's 69 years ago.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.